Welcome to this quick win on four tips to improve your preaching. Well, where's the win in improving your preaching? Well, preaching is foundational to Christian worship for centuries. Any endeavor you do to improve your preaching is going to be welcomed by your congregation, those who listen to your preaching, but also the discipleship in your church will be better, will be maximized when your preaching is better. So let's jump in. Tip number one. Launch strong. I'm a huge advocate that you never waste the first 3 minutes of your message. Don't waste it on reviewing last week's message. People who are there would have already forgotten what you preached about. People who weren't there won't even pick up the main intent of what you're trying to say. And reviewing last week's message, I think, is a waste of time because it's not the main intent of what you're trying to do in this current message. You see, when people sit down to watch a movie or Netflix or TV show, in the first few minutes, producers endeavor to reach out of the screen and grab them by the neck and say, "Hey, I'm going to captivate you and capture you. You're going to watch this show because I'm going to win you in the first 3 minutes." So use that cultural maximum in your preaching. Grab people in the first few minutes. Use a powerful story, a strong story, a story that leads into your message. It doesn't just get a laugh or make a point, but it leads into your message. If you haven't got a story, do a solid reading of Scripture. Learn to read the Scripture at a slower pace than what you talk and preach at. Give it emphasis, give it tone, give it feel as you read the Scripture. And you can launch strong, I believe, with a very good reading of Scripture. Second tip is use the Bible properly. Well, that sounds a bit funny, John. You're saying preachers don't use the Bible properly. Well, I think in this day and age, I do believe there is too much cherry-picking, topical preaching, jumping here and there around the Scriptures, doing topical preaching. We live in an age where people are more biblically illiterate. They don't understand the Scriptures. And if you just cherry-pick verse here, verse there, what you're learning, what you're teaching, rather, people to do is to follow your example and cherry-pick their study and reading of the Scriptures. I much prefer that the Bible be used as a storybook or as a letter or as a history book. And what do I mean by that? In other words, when there's a whole story in a passage, use the whole passage of the story. When there's a letter, ascertain where the paragraph is in the letter. Don't just pick a verse out. Ascertain the paragraph and preach the paragraph. Where there is a parable, preach the parable. Where there's a whole psalm, preach the psalm, the whole song. The writers of the Bible conveyed their messages through stories and structured sections. So honor their intent by studying and preaching those particular areas, not just one-off text. You can tell I'm passionate about these things, can't you? Okay, number three, have a clear call to action. While you're preparing your message, ask yourself this question: what do I want people to do on Monday? If you can't answer that question specifically, then your prep is not finished. So it's important to craft a clear, one sentence, crystal clear call to action that guides your message. And here's a little proverb for you to remember about preaching. If there's a mist in the pulpit, there'll be a fog in the pew. Have a crystal clear call to action that you want people to do. Number four, last one, never read stories. When you're telling a friend about a movie you've seen, you don't pull out your notes that you've made from the movie. You just retell the pictures that are in your head, the scenes that stood out and impacted you. Do the same with your stories. If it's a personal story, replay the scenes in your head and get them flowing as you rehearse the story. And just tell those scenes. If it's a story that's from someone else's life, build some pictures in your head about it. So when you tell the story, you're actually telling images. You're sharing pictures that will build pictures within people's minds, and they'll see the story in their head while you're telling it. Never, ever, in any circumstance, read stories, except if they're Bible stories. It's okay to read them, but add vibe and tone when you read them. Don't rush through Bible stories. Well, there you go. Four tips to improve your preaching. Hope you've enjoyed this quick win about a topic that I'm very passionate about. God bless you.